This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are still video rental stores, some that were hanging on by renting video games as well, but Family Video, based in Illinois, has decided to close its nearly 250 locations. From WBEZ in Chicago, Mariah Wolfel has more.
Enter this Family Video in the south suburbs of Chicago, and you're greeted by the bubbly 24-year-old manager, Paige Franson.
You're always going to hear the hi.
She gives me a tour of the store. At the very front is a free kids movie section.
The kids could go straight to the spot where they knew that this was where they could always find that kid movie that they wanted.
Franson talks in past tense, reminiscing about the good old days.
Every Tuesday was new release day. We would have a line out the door sometimes, and it was a free-for-all for who could get what.
But when the pandemic hit, employees say those new releases slowed as production companies stopped filming. That, on top of the long-standing odds stacked against brick-and-mortar rental chains, was too much, says Arnez Rodriguez, an industry analyst at Ibis World.
The convenience of streaming services and the low cost of their subscriptions has quickly siphoned demand from the DVD game and video rental industry.
He says Family Video stayed open so long because it focused on the family-friendly video market with $1 PG-13 rentals, and then there was that free kids section. But even that secret weapon is no longer enough now that there's a new competitor in the kids market.
With the release of Disney Plus, I don't see that market really coming back.
So at the shop, Paige Franson was in charge of getting rid of everything.
You want a computer? Which one you want? $15 for the monitor, keyboard, and mouse.
Store computers, classic signs, gumball machines.
It's the end of an era, which is very hard to accept the fact that there's not going to be video rental places anymore.
Franson, who's worked here for 5 years, is one of about 1,200 employees Family Video's parent company, Highland Ventures, says are losing their jobs. Regular customer Ben Baker wanted to stop by before the store closed.
I'd hate to see it go.
Baker, who works as a mechanic, says he doesn't have Wi-Fi at home. The store's on his way to work, so sometimes he'd grab a movie. Now, he says maybe he'll look into movie rental consoles like Redbox. In Chicago, I'm Mariah Wolfel for Marketplace.